First, my apologies to all the seniors for giving out such tiny letters. I've had some complaints, but Yitzh Hashem, we'll try to get to Shulchan Aruch bigger next time. I want to talk a little about Shemitah Kesafim, specifically a shaila about a Baal Tshuva who says that, you know, many Shemitahs passed, he never wrote a prosbul. And over the years, he collected many chayvis. He lent people money, he collected. And the question is, if now he's doing tshuva, he's got to go back to the chayvis that he collected in the past. He's got to give everyone back the money, because it can be very expensive to be about tshuva, especially if you're in the business of lending money, which would be something of a problem. So I'd like to discuss the shaila, and really not one, but the ikki is side in the halachas of Shemitah Kesafim, and share with you the side of Rav Moshe in the Dibros Moshe on Gittin, and the side is also Rav Yaakov Demis LeYaakov on Gittin Lamed Vav. He says the same side b'kitzur. Well, there's a Gemara in Gittin that brings the following story. It says, Abba Bar Minyume borrowed money from Rabba. So he owed money to Rabba. And apparently Rabba neglected to write a prosbul. And he came to pay Rabba. He came to pay him his chayv. So Rabba said, Mishamitani. Shemitah passed, and the chayv is nishmat. So the Gemara says, Abba Bar Minyume said, oh, that's nice. And he went home. He went home. So the Gemara says, Abaya Ashkech L'Rabba Dava Otziv. So Abaya met Rabba, and he saw Rabba's depressed. Amalei, Amai Atzimah, Rebbe, why are you depressed? Amalei, Hachiyavi, he told him, you know, I lent him money. He came to pay me. I told him Shemitah passed. He said, wonderful, and he went home. And he didn't pay me. Surprise. So what did Abaya do? Ozo Abaya L'Gabi Abba Bar Minyume. So he went after Abba Bar Minyume. Amalei. If you would have said, even though Shemitah passed, I want to pay you anyway, he would have taken it. So, also, Amalei Afal Pikein, Shuklenu Minei. So what do you know? He went back to him. He said, Afal Pikein, I want to pay you, and he took it. So Abaya said, Lo Yehave Beidaita B'Hai Tzubra Mirabona Meikara. Abba Yehave, he wasn't thinking. In the first place, he wasn't thinking, Lo Yehave Beidas, he had no Das. It's very hard to understand what that means. It sounds like he did everything by the book. It's after Shemitah, and he came to pay him, and he said, "Mishamatan." He said, "Have a good day." Sounds like the right thing to do. So Rav Moshe writes aside that not the way we think. We think if I owe someone money, and Shemitah passes, poof, I don't owe him the money anymore. That's what most people think. Shemitah passes, the chayv is gone. So Rav Moshe says it's not true. Shemitah is not, the chayv is not gone. The chayv still exists 100%. Shemitah is a chayv is gavra. That's the lashon of the Gemara here. Chayv is hagufu. Shemitah, the chayv exists. The money is owed. The person has a mitzvah to say, Mishamirani. There is a mitzvah after Shemitah. You come to me, and if I didn't write a prosbul, you come to me, it's a mitzvah for me to say, Mishamadani, that I'm not enforcing the collection of this chayv. But not because the chayv doesn't exist. The chayv exists. It's just that it's a mitzvah to be Mishamad. So he says, that's what happened. Abba ben Yume came to Rabba. So Rabba was Moli Simcha. He had an opportunity to do a mitzvah. So he said, I owe you money. He said, Shemitah passed. So he said, that's wonderful. And the way Rav Moshe says it, Rabba probably did the mitzvah with a great simcha. So Abba Bar Minyume felt, oh, he's happy? I'm also happy. I'll take my money, I'll go home. So, what? The prosbul is necessary because if he says, have a good, if you say to Mishamadani, a prosbul is necessary to be sure you'll get paid back or to demand payment. Not demand payment. You have to say Mishamadani. Rav Moshe's insight is that the chayv still exists. The chayv exists.
He never approached him. Who? I owe you the money.
Rabbah never said that, right. Abba Bar Yumi came to Penny.
So let's say Abba Bar Yumi didn't say, Dave, that's nothing. Shmita, why should I go over to him? I don't want the money to buy.
Okay. So what?
Wouldn't it be a mechila?
If you're Michael, it's a mechila. If you're not Michael, it's not a mechila. Mishamani is not mechila. Mishamani is a chayvus hagof. It's a maisa hamitzvah. That's what Moshe is saying. It's a maisa hamitzvah that when someone comes to say, you have to say it exactly. Mishamani, you have to say shemitah passed. You don't have to pay. And if he says afal pk, he owes him the money.
He has to come and bring it.
He owes him the money. If he doesn't pay him, he's not a guy. He's a mishamitani. He's not going to pay. I tell you what. It's a mitzvah to be mishamitachayv. It's a mitzvah to tell the person, "I'm not collecting. I'm not collecting." It doesn't have to be mitzvah. No, not chayv din yishmayim. It's not. I'll tell you the lashon of the Mishnah in Shemitah, in Shmias. The last parak, Shmias parak Yud, is most of Shemitah is about Shemitah's karka. In Perek Yod, the language of the Mishnah is Hamazer Chayv Lechaveri B'Shvias. If you pay someone a Chayv after Shemitah, Tzarech Sheyayim Aloy Mishamitani. He has to say Mishamitani. Vim Omer Lay Afal Pikein Yekabel Heimenu. He says Afal Pikein, I want to pay Mekabel Shenemar Zed Dvar HaShemitah. Way the Mepharshim say Zed Dvar HaShemitah. The mitzvah shmita is dibur. Mitzvah shmita is to say mishamanani, and if you say mishamanani, you're making the mitzvah. Now, if the guy's gonna says afal piken, I want to pay you, and you take the money, it's not a matana. What's the mishnah saying? That if he says afal piken, you could take a gift. You need a mishnah to tell you could take a gift. If a guy doesn't owe me money and he says afal piken, I want to give you money,
well,
you need a mishnah to say that you could take
maybe
it.
Right.
So you can ask that question anyway, maybe it's Ribbis. He says Afal Pikein. But well, when the Mishnah says Afal Pikein, it can't be that it's just saying, if he wants to give you a gift, you take a gift.
Why was he saying
what? It would be enough to meet him. It's a matron, he'd have to give Meisner on it. Okay, it would be enough to meet him.
He was happy. He was a kind of mitzvah, mishamadani.
But after he was a kind of mitzvah, he was hoping to get his money. Rabbi was a poor man. The Gemara said that that Rabbi was an onion. What?
He was
a
kind of mitzvah. He said mishamadani.
He was sad because he, you know, like there's a script. I say mishamadani, and you're supposed to say afal pikein. He didn't do it, so he was upset.
Better that he doesn't
say, now I want to tell you that this is Ramesh writes as you said lahalacha. The Minchas Chinuch says Faker. The Minchas Chinuch in Tafay and Zayin, which is the mitzvah of Shemitah, he says Faker. He says that the chayv, he calls it Afkata the Malka. The Torah is Mafkia the chayv is gone. He says if you take the money anyway, you're a gazlan.
Oh, wow.
He says that. He says Napkamina, what?
If he says
afal pikein, then it's fine. But if you force him to pay, if he says that, it sounds like the Minchas Chinuch learns that if he wants to give me a matana, he can give me a matana. I don't know. You tell me how to explain the Mishnah. You know, what? Yeah, I'll tell you. If you want to be a son of Matanas Yechia, be a son of Matanas Yechia. But this is the way the Minchas Chinuch learns. Now, the Minchas Chinuch brings a tumim. The Tumim, Yosin Aipshitz, in his Pirush on Chayshu Mishpat, he says, what about a Cheresh Shaita V'Katan? Shemitah comes, and you owe money to a Cheresh Shaita V'Katan, and Shemitah passed. So the Tumim says, you have to pay the Cheresh Shaita V'Katan. There's no Shmi, it's not Mechuyev in Shemitah. You have to pay him. Let's say his father lent people money, the father died. So Katan Yarshins, his father, whatever is owed to his father, now is owed to him. And Shemitah passed, and they make a prosbul. So the Tumim says, he's part of the mitzvahs, you have to pay the Katan. And Mechassimah says, what? You have to pay the Katan? It's poof, you know, the chayv is gone. You don't have to pay. And he's matzviyah on the Tumim. And the Tumim seems to be a makar for what Ramesh is saying, that the Zed of Ara Shemitah doesn't make that the Chayv is puffed, that the Chayv is disappeared. The Chayv exists. If you collect the Chayv, you're over on the Aveira of Zed of Ara Shemitah. But you're not a Ganiv. The money is not stolen money. The money is money to which it's not gazela. A person, I won't say he's entitled to it. He's missing out on the mitzvah. Memela by a cotton. The tumah makes sense by a cotton. He's not mechuyev to say mishamerani. So by a cotton, if you owe him money, like the tumah says, you have to pay him. If he doesn't say mishamerani, so you pay him, and then it's paid. It may be a nafkamina. What? He's not paying, maybe he's a ganav. He's a ganav. So I wonder, I mean, first of all, obviously, for the Baal Tshuva, Ramesh's Mahalach is a wonderful Mahalach. It's according to Ramesh saying, when he collected all his old chayvis, he wasn't stealing. He's not stealing the money, is it? I was ever an Averis. I have a lot of Averis before he became a Baal Tshuva. So, you know, one more on the list. But he doesn't owe the money. Ramesh says clearly that the chayv is real, and if you collect the money, it's not a matana, it's the chayv. That's very clear. Now what Rosh Hashanah is saying, what would be the reverse? Let's say I owe money to a frayid, and after Shemitah, I'm going to go pay him. I mean, this guy doesn't know anything about Shemitah, so I want to go over to him. I want to pay him the chayv. I go over to him. I'll say Afal PK, and I want to pay you the chayv. Am I allowed to do that?
Who's my giver?
Is it lefteiver for me to pay him the chayv?
It is, but you got to pay him, otherwise he'll shoot you.
It would seem. Well, Chil Hashem, can someone else to pay him? I mean, it would seem that it depends. If you learn that the pshat and shmita is afkata de malka, that the chayv doesn't exist, so he won't understand. Chil Hashem, so I'm giving him a matana. So it's not if they ever have a mind giving him a matar. But if you learn like Rav Maisha, the chayv does exist. The mitzvah is safe for him to say mishamirani. So it would seem that when I go over to him to pay him, I know I sort of have to give him the script card. And he'll, you say mishamirani, I say afal PK. You're like, my opinion I ben. My boss pay, and you know, I want to pay. So you say mishamirani, you say afal PK. You know, then it's good.
Once he's tevei, there's no listening.
If he's Teveya, yeah, the Tvi is the Aveya.
Yes, it'll be Teveya anyway.
So I'll tell you, it sounds like Ramosh is Deka Ladina, at least the Tumim, the Michas Chinuch, who says Faker, brings a Tumim that says this way. So you have the Tumim, Ramosh says this way, Yaakov says this way, Kenegad Michas Chinuch, I don't know any other Maramakaimis. It sounds like that would be the Ikala Halacha. I just have one Kasha on Ramesh Shita in this inyan, and that is that in the beginning of Makis, there's a case where someone lends someone else money, and he makes a tanai. He says, "Look, I know Shemitah's coming. Al minas shaloi tashmiteini b'shvias. I'm lending you the money on the condition that when Shemitah comes, you're not mishamit me. You're not there. You pay me anyway." He makes such a tanai. So Gemara says he could. The Gemara says, "This is on Gibel Avivay. If you say Al Minash Shalei Tashmiteini Shvius, Al Minash Shmita is not Mishamit. That's Masa Makros of the Torah. The Shmita is in Mishamit. But if you say Al Minash Shalei Tashmiteini Bishvius, you won't enforce your rights against me Bishvius. So then the Tanai helps. Now we have a rule: Tanai Shabamam and Kayim. If it's Chayshem Mishpat, I can make any Tanai I want. I can hire you on the Tanai that I'm not going to pay you on the day. I'm hiring you in the beginning on the Tanai. I'm going to pay you a week late. So there you can do that. At Kotel Asher Mamakai. So if you learn like the Michas Chinuch, I understand the Gemara. Shemitah is a Chayshu Mishpatin. That the Chayv is poof, it's gone. Okay, Salman Osp. You said pay me anyway, I can understand. But if the mitzvah is, it's a mitzvah haguf. The Gemara calls it chayvus haguf. If it's a mitzvah on the person to say, I have to say mishamerani, so what does it mean I'm making it tonight? I'm in us, shalei tashviteini b'shvius, on the condition that I don't have to say mishamerani. But it's not tonight. It's not a moministic adin. It's not a chayshu mishpatik adin. It's a maisa ha-mitzvah. Okay? Unless it means aminos, that if I say mishamerani, you'll say afal pikein. That's what it means. Aminos shaytash retain. I don't know. But in any way, this is side, the Geshmaki is side, especially for Bali Tshuva, we'll have the Shaila, Ramesh is his side, that it's not Avkata de Malka, it's a mitzvah, Zed of Arashmita, it's a mitzvah to say Mishamadani, and that's how Shmita's Kesafim works. Good Shabbos.